Hey, yesterday I had a bunch of blank lines, so I'm using a regular phone. Maybe that's the problem. But this is a chart review. Today's 333, chart review, data review 32, Dr. Maedo, M-A-E-D-O, M-A-E-D-O. First patient is T.W., 54-year-old woman seen for dizziness. On 217, patient was Memorial Hermann with a full workup under care of a cardiologist. Yesterday, Dr. Maedo proceeded with a CBC urinalysis, D-dimer, cardiac workup, chest x-ray, EKG, which were all okay. Patient was discharged with no medication. She's going to see her cardiologist today. As far as Dr. Maedo is concerned, she liked him so much she was going to write a review about him, her today, in quotation. Excellent workup, even though the workup was done on 217, she repeated it as she should have. And everything was negative still. She's also going to see a neurologist to make sure she's not having seizure for these syncopal episodes. Next patient is BB, 75-year-old woman with sciatic nerve pain, vital signs stable, no mention of previous MRI, no x-rays were done. She's given Toradol in the ER, sent home with Medrol. She did not answer her phone. Consider doing imaging for anyone with back pain unless it's documented as why it hasn't been done. Next patient is BR. It's a 17-year-old with vaginal discomfort. Patient left without being seen. I spoke to the family. They said that she already had an appointment with someone down the street, and their dad took the child to the wrong place. There were no issues with the hospital. Next patient is BS. Is a 58-year-old woman with shortness of breath, feeling heavy when walking. Patient's H and H. Patient was had a history of COVID 2 weeks ago. H and H was 9 and 27. CMP negative, urinalysis negative, cardiac workup negative, chest x-ray negative. Patient also has a history of hypertension and pulmonary embolus times 2 and asthma. Patient is a smoker. Patient was sent home with prednisone taper. Please consider doing at least a D-dimer please consider doing both chest CT and D-dimer in someone with, no, forget that. Please consider doing a chest CT with contrast in someone with recent PE and history, no, with recent COVID and history of PE, times 2 in the past. I have placed 2 calls to the patient and she has not called back. Next patient is GT. He's a 70-year-old gentleman with minimal symptoms for COVID. He just wanted to be COVID tested. His COVID test was negative. Did not want any workup or further testing. He was discharged. Patient did not answer the phone. LM is a 14-year-old seen with vomiting, headache. And stomach pains. Patient was had an H&H of 17 and 51, potassium 5.3, rhabdo ruled out, CPK, which was within normal limits, given IV fluid, Zofran. Today he's feeling better. He's still having some abdominal pain. No CT scan was done in the emergency room yesterday. And patient's mom states he's going to see his PCP today regarding the continuation of abdominal pain. I told him that if pain gets worse and cannot see the PCP, definitely come back to the emergency room for further testing. Mom was very happy with Dr. Maedo and said she was excellent in caring and discussing things with them. In quotation, next patient is K.A., 46-year-old woman with uncomplicated UTI, vital stable, no symptoms of pylo, treated with macrobed urinalysis, consistent with UTI, very happy with the care. Responding already. Next patient is JF, is an 8-year-old with COVID, treated over-the-counter medication, symptomatically, doing well. The family only Hispanic-speaking. I spoke to them through an interpreter. They said they were very impressed with the physician. Next patient is HS, is a 13-year-old with hand pain, x-rays negative, diagnosed with sprain. Mom says that he's still having some pain. They're going to see their sports medicine physician. But nevertheless, they were very happy with the physician. Next patient is BT, is a 42-year-old woman with upper chest pain and back pain. Patient vital signs stable, temperature 99, given Toradol in the ER. Had CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, D-dimer chest x-ray, CT of the brain because of history of migraine, all were negative. Sent home with Furoset, excellent workup. She's still having some pain in her chest. Nevertheless, and it's going to see a PCP, but no further headache. Next patient is JW. He's a 7-year-old seen for follow-up of scalp laceration. Staples were removed, and mom states that she was going to call the hospital because the physician was so kind and so gentle to the child. Okay, so those are our patients reviewed for Data Review 3-2-2023. Thank you.